New boat moorings could be the answer for Great Barrier Island businesses struggling with a lack of tourism due to anchoring restrictions. The restrictions are in place around most of the island as a measure aimed at stopping the spread of the invasive seaweed, Caulerpa. The island's current moorings are already full, so boaties wanting to visit have nowhere to secure their boats, which local businesses say has been a huge blow to the island's economy. Luca Foreman has more.
In years gone by, Tryphena Bay to the south of Great Barrier Island was a hive of activity, where boaties would anchor in the harbour and flock to the local shops. But in 2021, rules were put in place restricting where vessels could drop anchor to stop the spread of the invasive seaweed, Caulerpa. Par Beach Cafe owner Rochelle Winger says the lack of visiting boaties has been a big blow for her business.
It's pretty scary because, you know, we have people that we have to look after, you know. We've got people that work for us that need money, they need to pay their rent, and same with us. We've got a family and we want to be able to afford to pay our rent and food and all that sort of stuff, so it's pretty scary.
But she says protecting the island's marine life is very important to her and other locals.
It's a real catch-22 because on one hand we want the tourism, but then on the other hand we need our seafood and we want to take care of our ocean. So we're kind of stuck in the middle of what do we do, you know?
Exotic Caulerpa spreads quickly across the seabed, creating a thick, mossy carpet which smothers native marine life. It's believed the weed can be spread when small amounts get caught on anchors or fishing and diving equipment, then moved to other locations. Auckland's Deputy Mayor, Desley Simpson, hopes to strike a balance on the issue by expanding the island's mooring zones to bring in more boaties.
There's a will, I believe there can be a way, but my first priority is the environment and the protection will stop the spread of Caulerpa any further than what is happening at the moment.
She's hoping to arrive at a solution at a meeting with the Auckland Harbour Master next week.
I have heard there are quite a few options in this space, and I really just want to talk it through with the Harbour Master around the logistics of what that would look like before we decide what we do.
Aotea Great Barrier local board chairperson, Izzy Fordham, says putting in new moorings could be a win-win.
We've got some evidence of how it works in Australia. They can be booked online, so it could be a revenue gain as well, helping the community and helping those boaties also.
Marilyn Stevens is a trustee of Ngāti Rehua Ngāti Wai Ki Aotea, the tangata whenua on the island. She says the iwi has been monitoring boats around Aotea, and not all of them have been following the anchoring rules.
We've traced a boat, a super yacht, and it's come into Barrier on the west side, anchored. It's gone round to the east side and it's anchored. And then it's gone right round past the top of the north edge of the island and gone over to Mangawhai. So how can you stop them? These are super yachts that come from overseas. We don't know what they're doing.
Ms. Stevens wants to see more tangible action from the government in the fight against Caulerpa, saying there hasn't been enough over the last 3 years.
If they don't do something tangible, one of our biggest industries will be impacted on.
The Ministry for Primary Industries Caulerpa Controller, Dwayne Hendrickson, says around $11 million has been allocated to control the weed, including $5 million allocated earlier this year. That includes a project to remove Caulerpa through diver-assisted suction dredging in Port Fitzroy to the north of Great Barrier and elsewhere in the Hauraki Gulf. It's expected divers will be in the water next month. It's also invested in diver surveillance, expert advice, public information campaigns, and compliance monitoring.